Reagan Chuva Simon Kafir was Yes a Shaila. There's a Pnuya, a Madel, single girl, which was expecting. She was Muberes from Znus. And she said it was Miplaini. She said Miplaini Nisabati. She pointed it out to a different man and said that he was from him, Znus. And they went to that Ish, that person, and he was Machish. He denied it. He said it wasn't me. He just denied the whole thing. Father brought him to Bezdin, the Nadal's father brought him to Bezdin, wanted him to admit it, and Chasna married the girl, and they should raise the child together like the mother and father, and he was denying it. The father sent people over to put pressure on him, to talk him into it, to admit it, and even offered him a big Navin. And after people put a lot of pressure on him, he was offered a big Navin, then he turned around and he said, okay, he admitted it. He's the father, and he was Mazan with her, and he agreed to marry her. And the Mais Mekvegi writes was Itaka Chasna. They got married and a son was born and he made a bris for him, he acted like the father, made a bris and everything. And after a little while, the Bezdin were getracht and they said, you know, maybe we made a mistake over here letting him get married. Because the Fi Dvar Rishonim, what he said at first, that it's not from him, this child, is Kum Tois, that the child was from someone else. So it comes out that this Pnuya was a Muberes Chaveri, Menekes Chaveri. She's a Muberes and someone else, and she's afterwards nursing, she's Menekes someone else. And there's a Feresh Gemara in Yivam Stefan Beis, that was very recently in the Kemi. So, Lachan Shachanor Chosin, Ebenezer, Samin Yigim, Sifidan, of the Chassam, made a Gzeir, and he saw the Muberes Chaveri, Menekes Chaveri. It's an Issa to marry, to be married to someone who's a Muberes, expecting from someone else, or Menekes Chaveri. The reason is the Gemara goes through different timing, but the maskana of the Gemara is Menekes Chaveri is posher because Chazal were afraid that the baby should have someone to be menekim, to nurse him. As long as the mother's nursing, the Chazal wanted to make sure the baby has food. And they were afraid if she gets married to someone else, it's Yitochan, it's Shaykh, that she'll become Muberes from the next guy. And when you become Muberes, the tev is they lose their cholov, they lose their milk, and they won't be able to nurse, and they were afraid the baby would stop there. In fact, the Gemara and Kendi Deinami, in fact, the Gemara, if we're afraid of such a thing, let's be afraid of every husband. How is he bought on his wife, Bashash's Menekes? Maybe she'll become expecting and she'll lose her milk and the baby will starve. So the Gemara says, Didei, Mamaspis, Vabeim, Vacholah. If his own child, Chazal, are not afraid. In case the mother stops nursing, the father will support the baby. He'll give the baby eggs and milk, the Gemara says, Tei, formula, whatever it is, baby food. We're not worried, the father will take care of the baby in case the mother stops nursing. Although if it's Menekes Chaveri, and she's nursing someone else's kid, we're afraid this new husband's not going to care about the kid. And the mother won't have any milk to nurse, so we're afraid the baby will starve. So Menekes Chaveri, Chazal Asin. And Muberes is the same, the Maskana Gemara is Muberes is the same reason, because Muberes is a Medes Lahanak. We don't even Beshash is Muberes, already you don't get married because maybe you become Muberes a second time and you won't be able to continue being made. That's the Maskana. On Kuponim, it's a fish, it's a Rabbonim. Which means even after, if you were over and then you were in Bola, you need Frisha. So the Bezdin was thinking that we made a mistake over here. Since he said first that it's not from him, the Bezdin had a Shaila in that shtar, in that town, the Rabbanim had a Shaila. This is from Halacha, the person says something is Asa. Once he says it's Asa, you can't change your mind, you can't take it back. Someone says this is Nevela, it's already Asa to you. Even though later you say you don't know, too late. Shavi nafshatich v'isur, once you say something's also, it remains also. So this guy, this man, the first, he said that she's Menekes Chaveri. Once he said it's Menekes Chaveri, it's Davzayin Shavi nafshatich v'isur. So the Rabbanim in that town were choshes that maybe we have to tell them to Frisha until the Yimei Hanukkah is finished, which is about 2 years. That was a shayla sent to Rekhi Vega.
What should after that would have been okay because of what?
Because what?
Every
case, there's no reason to be chashish. You're going into Gemara and Ksubas, that's your Dalgan, Shem Shafgirl, Gabi Hai, after Gabi Achini.
In Yaakov, you don't say Yaakov,
Gabi
everything.
We're going to get to that. Yeah, that was the other issue we had. What do you say Yaakov in again? But Pashas, I guess. Right. Why she might be? She might be. It has to be Surim. This is her Hashem and Surim. The Isha's name to say. But again, the Issa, Issa Menekes Chaveri, she's name to say, I'm kosher to you. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but he has a kash in the suga pesach pesuach, and he has two terutzim, and basically comes out, and the ro'ah has 2 days, and the ro'ah, if the din of shavya nashe chatich v'yisur is only by nisa deraisa, or even by nisa derabanan. There's one side in the ro'ah that the whole din of shavya nashe chatich v'yisur only applies if you say, you talk about nisa deraisa. If you say in nisa derabanan, then there's no din shavya nashe chatich v'yisur. And Kiveg brings a lot of rice to it. There's a Rashi Shita, also in Ksuba Saftes, and other places in Shas, he brings from many Rishonim. It's a beautiful Shtuk of Kiveg, if you want to learn through all the rice, that he brings that shavya nashe chatich v'yisur is only by nisa deraisa, not nisa derabanan. To me, even though Kiveg approves it, you go through for many sugars of Shas, that's only by nisa deraisa, nisa derabanan. It's a little schwer for me to understand that because what's the reason of shavya nashe chatich v'yisur? But what's in the Chayim, they all talk about the Gedolei Chayim, it's famous Shah Melech in Hilchos Ishus Perek Tes Halacha Desvav, and there's a nice stuck on the stipling Subis Simin Zion in the print that I have, the new print Simin Yud. He goes to all the Achrayim to talk about this. They have basically two reasons why Shavya Nafshe Chlich Lissur is also. One reason is Mitam Neda. It comes from Koyach Neda. The same way a person has Koyach make a Neda, and Chur, he's making a Neda over here when he says this is a Mela. I'm not going to eat this. Midin Neda. And the other reason is it's midin emonis. There is din emonis, like Hadass Bal Din. This one is normally my mominus, but they want to apply it to Yisurim also. It's called midin emonis. But either way you look at it, if you didn't need the lechayer, that's for a pass by Nisdarabon, the same as the Daraisa. What's the difference if you're making a ned, and like you're treating something, I'm making a ned, I'm going to treat this like Nisdarabon or Nisdaraisa. So midin ned, it should even be a Nisdarabon. And even if it's midin emonis, something where Sushel to Hadass Bal Din by mominus, Hadass Bal Din works by Yisurim also. What will be the difference between the Raisa Rabbanan? So I don't really understand the svar of Kiveg shows that the Zichu one side and like then the Ra'ah, and he brings Raisa to it from other Yishanim, that the Din of Shavya Nashe Chatich V'Yisur is only by Nisa Raisa. There's no mail, that would be the answer over here.
But just saying this as a third chapter, that you force a person to do what he holds is awesome.
Yeah?
You could force a person to do what he holds something to us, you could force a person to do it.
Let's say
you saw something wasn't Geshach.
Right.
And two Aiden said it was Geshach.
Right.
I will not eat it.
That's the time.
No, but that's the Jewish. You're not allowed to eat it.
Right.
You're not allowed to eat it. You yourself are not allowed to eat it.
Right.
So the same thing, Bezin could be forcing you to do what you have to do. That's the good side.
But if you learn Alstam Monis,
that's not a good side.
It's
Alstam Monis, if it lands in the Monis, why should you listen to him? It's not Monis, besides the Monis.
They want to ask, according to the Shittas that says Mitam Neda, Sheila should help. Could you be do a Torah Sedar on it? You Shavya Nashe Chatich V'Yisur, just sit down with the Bezin, be bring Matan Neda. They want to say, yeah, Sheila Tak, maybe Taki, yeah. They ask it for Kasha, that's right, it's not Mitam Neda. So you don't find Sheila helps, but maybe the other Chrim holds Sheila would help if she needs you to do it. Oh, but that's the two reasons in that. But Al Kaponim, the Kiveg, it does bring down such a day. And if you hold that Shavya Nashe Chatich V'Yisur is only by Nisa Deraisa, Nisa Derabanan, that would be the heck over here. There's no Shavya Nashe Chatich V'Yisur when he said she's been Nechas Chaveir, and now he's Mutata. But the Kiveg does not want to be Simach on this, because the Maaseh, there's another day of the Beferish in the Ra'ah that says that Shavya Nashe Chatich V'Yisur is even by Nisa Derabanan. So back to Akasha, back to a problem over here. He said that it's not from him. He's basically saying it's Minekas Chaveiroi. He's saying this issue is also on him for while she's mainly for 2 years. The Dini Prisha. So Kiveg wants to then say there's a very posture head over here. The Din of a Masla. The Din is by Shavya Nafshe Chatich V'Yisura. Even if a person says something's asa, if he can explain, if he wants to change his mind, and he can explain why he said it the first time, and he can explain why he lied, said it wasn't true, it was a sheker what I said first, and I only said it for a certain reason, and if it's a good reason, it's called namasla, a good excuse, then it's mutter. And the sugi of a masla is the sugi in ksubis, in the chafez and mabez. The Gemara says over there, I'm tonabon ish shama ish ish ani. If a woman comes to town and she says I'm an ish ish, then she turns around and she says, no, you know what I'm singing, I'm pnuya. She's muta, nemenes. And the Gemara asks, vashavia naf shechtich disur. Aye, she made herself into a double issa. She said I'm an ish ish ish. So she made herself that she's also a tevi man. How could she say she's muta? So the Gemara answers, if Huna says she gives a good excuse why she said it first, then the Gemara brings down a brisa which says a mice a mosh on this. Mice nami bisha achas gedolim. The mice that Isha came to town. She was had grace yofi. She had a lot of yofi. The kavsul nabnei yad makasha. All the men were jumping on her to be Makadosh, to marry her, because of a Yefi. But Amr Lahem, and she said to him, Mekadesh Sani. She said, I'm married. She got rid of them. Yomim, Amr Lavikish, Es Nafsha. A few days later, a little while later, she went and she got married. Amr Lacham, Mari Isang Asachim. So the Cham asked her, how do you do this? You said you're Nashus Ish. Amr Lahem, she explained to them, but Chimu Shabu Alay Nashim Shem Muganim. At first, men were coming that weren't Sukapas, the Matik, Mekadesh Sani. I wanted to get rid of them. They all bothered me. I said, I'm an Ishus Ish. Achsha, Shabu, Alay, Nashim, Magunim. First, now came a good bacha from Brisk out of the freezer. She said, good boy. Amarati, Mekadash, Sats me. And I felt now I could get married. Bezu Allah, Helevacha, Sabi, if Nechon, Bushav, Amu, Nosna, Masla, the Ver, and the Menace. This is the name of a Masla. Even though the person is Shabri, and Achsha, Chichri, Surab, if they can explain why they lied at first, and now they want to be marking themselves as mutter. Meir Kivegas says here also, the guy's going
to...
Well, okay.
Why don't they stop him from getting married? It's Shami and Nafsh.
Yeah, okay.
They must
explain it, because it's Mel. Okay. So, as Meir Kivegas says here also, the guy has a very good master. He's saying that the reason why I lied at first, he says, because of Busha. Pasha, he was embarrassed. Shemsach. And the second reason, Amasi says, he wanted to push the Shver to give him a big Nadin. He was saying, one of the reasons he kept denying it was he wanted to get money. He wanted to put pressure on the guy to offer him a big Nadin. So this was his excuse. He said, I lied at first, I was embarrassed, I'm going to at least offer me some money. Amasi offered me some money afterwards, that's when I gave in. So it's a good Amasi, Trimota. See, you hear the Maslov? The Maslov here was that at first he said he was because of Busha, because he was embarrassed and certain, he was trying to push to get more money out of the guy, squeeze the guy for the money, and that could work. And the guy offered him a big dowry, a lot of money, he admitted. I was creating things down that Mamish, the same Svar and the same Shaila that we find in Tzemach Sedek from the early Ephraim, it's called Tzemach Sedek Akadmin. The Tzemach Sedek had a very similar Maisa. And the Bacha denied it, and then he admitted it, and he said, he gave it a masla, he denied it at first because of Busha and because of the money. But Tzemach Tzedek had a problem with that. Tzemach Tzedek did not like this effort. Tzemach Tzedek claimed that this masla really works both ways. This reason works both ways. You could say that he lied at first because he was trying to get money out of the guy, but either he could say, maybe he was saying the truth at first, and now he's lying because he wants the money. Maybe what he said first, that it's not for me, that was the truth. And now you're offering a guy a $500,000 nadin, $1 million nadin, mitamol, it's a good deal. You know what, it's mine, I'll marry her.
You have that problem with everyone. The Gemara of there, maybe now she wants to get married to this guy. She has a reason to be saying we're a master. Of course she has a reason to be saying.
But that's not on the masla itself. I mean, why she said she didn't say mikdash just at first because she was waiting for some guy.
It's not on the masla has to be on the shali and nafshi.
The masla has to be.
Oh yeah,
the shali and nafshi. Yeah,
the shali. These are maslas that later on.
So you're answering. You're answering the masla. What's the teretz?
I'm just saying the masla, klapik morak suvis. There, the masla has to be. The reason why there's no masla, it has to be on the isha.
There isn't a master.
There is a master there.
I'm asking, why don't you say forget? She's lying because she wants to marry this guy.
Right.
Just like you say now she's lying because he wants money. Maybe now she's not because she wants to marry him.
No, because the other because the master would be she would take off the Shabbat and Afshin. The master.
Why is she saying Mekadesh? But why is she saying now not Mekadesh?
The master's on something a Shveta
Bezras. Yeah, he, you want to.
She's going to. What's the difference between what's the person?
The fact that in this case of the Menekes Chaveir, he changed his mind. In fact, the Tzemach Tzedek says maybe he should be Choshe the other way, that he's only changing his mind because he wants the money. And Tzemach Tzedek means then, who says it's not a good Masla if there's a suffix like this, which way it goes? Tzemach Tzedek says the Yisoid for this Chiddush is the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he brings down the Lacha of Masla, he has a few words. The Rambam says, he brings down the Gemara, Amar Mekadesh Sani Lachas Manam Da Bekiddush Atzma. Im Nosna Masla Devera, if she gives a good excuse, Yomim Ne Kacha Kacha Mati Betchina Shani Mekadesh, and she said, for this reason, I said at first Mekadesh, but the Rambam is Moisif. Reina B'Devera Mamash. And the reason that she said, the Beis Din sees Mamash with Devera, which seems to be a good reason. Have a zoom with her Sashani, then she's Mutla. But she doesn't give an excuse. Oisha Nosna, the Aimbo Mamish. Or even if she gives an excuse, some other reason, but Aimbo Mamish. And the Beis Din doesn't feel that's a good excuse. How is your Saratz also? So basically, you see in the Rambam that in Arabi, Masla is a Masla. There's such a thing as a Masla, which is a Shvacha Masla. And Melan says over here also, there's a Masla that he's saying, I didn't admit it at first because I was embarrassed, I wanted to get money out of him. It's not such a good Masla because maybe. He did it because he wants the money. That's what I said. Givegim was a din zech in the Tzemach Tzedek. He said, Givegim wants to say that this chiddush that Tzemach Tzedek is saying that since you can use a masla, look at it both ways, it's not good. Mechateisa. As long as it's good one way, that should be good a masla. Who says because you can look at it the other way that maybe he's lying because of the money, it's not a good a masla? And he says, your Rambam, this Rambam is not a right at all. Because this Rambam is not talking about a good a masla, which might mean the other way. This time I'm talking about a master shame by mamish. The master itself was shvach. She gave a very shvach reason, like maybe she said, I didn't want to get married at that time, I wanted to face a wedding in the spring, and I said, well, there's something that sounded a bit so narish, but they didn't buy it, you know. That's what she says, you're nation's ish. That's a master shame by mamish.
Maybe with that, that we've had the kashrut same outside there from the Gemara. The Gemara master is a mamish. In this, he learned the shalot.
Right. But you have to understand it is the way that Tzemach Tzedek learned.
Why is that Gemara different? Also same. The one of the Gemara wise held that masla because it was a good masla. The one that the kashrut.
Yeah, but the curious is on the Tzemach Tzedek over here, the masla is a good. It's a solid masla.
Yeah,
it's a good solid masla. That the reason why I lied at first was because I wanted to maybe just I wanted to push up for money and I was embarrassed. Eid is another tzad. That makes it a suffix. Which way is emes? But the masla is a good masla. Your Rambam is not a raya that this is not a good masla. Tzemach Tzedek learned from this Rambam that Rambam says a masla shame, but mamish is not a masla. He learned that means even a good masla which could be taken two ways, that's aimba mamish. The Bekeveg is chad. Bekeveg holds that is a masla shesh ba mamish. That's a good masla. It happens to be. You could also take it the other side. But you have no right from the Rambam this is not a good masla. Bekeveg is taka chad. It's a beautiful machlokes that Tzemach Tzedek and Bekeveg are helping on this Rambam. When the Rambam says a masla shame ba mamish, the Kivei Gol has to be mamish shvacha maslin on itself. That it's really not. It's really not. It doesn't make sense. It's not a reasonable reason why a person will lie. But Tzemach Tzedek holds, even if it's a shtaka reason why a person will lie, since you could also take it another way, that makes the mamish shvacha mamish. That's mochayes Kivei and Tzemach Tzedek. But the mice Kivei Gol holds that this is a good masla, and he says masla never has to be bad. Even the Gemara's case of Eish Ishtashni, because Kafsulai Anoshim Shin Mogonim, it doesn't have to be a Dava Vade, as long as it's reasonable and it's Eish Ba Mamish and it's something we eat with the verb Mamish, we see that it makes a little bit sense. That's why she lied at first, she could change her mind. Kvega has a different problem, a different shayla on this. Maybe it's not a good Masla. The reason is that Kvega declares that normally in the Gemara's case where we find that Yenemon to be Chayzer with Hamasla, that's only B'Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur, something that's only Negei you yourself. But what about when you said something that's Negei other people? If you said something that's Negei other people, person's more Achroi. If it's Negei other people, person is a little bit more, he's a little more serious and he doesn't just make up a lie because of an Hamasla. Lamashon over here, when he said that this boy is not his, what he's saying has a lot of ramifications for other people also. We have ramifications for his future wife that so far he has no children. In case let's say he gets married to someone else, or he is married, or he gets married to somebody else, and then he dies without any other children. Because he said that this child is not his, he's making his wife be mechuyev chalitza, which is a big thing. If he's making a mechuyev chalitza, in case she does chalitza, she'll be asked to kahanim afterwards. In case the brother's not around, she'll be a shemes yavna, she'll be an aguna. It has big ramifications. So before a person says something, if a person knows it's his child, and he wants to lie and say it's not his child because of an amasla, because of whatever reason, person does that when it's negay himself. I'll say a lie, okay, negay me, I'll say a lie because I'm embarrassed, because I want to get money out of the guy, because of an amasla. But something that could be negay as somebody else, like his wife, may could be when he knows in his heart she's not mechuyev chalitza, he has a child in the world now. And to go say a sheker just because of an amasla, mehecha teisa amasla works on that. Kriyeg says it's his own svar. He says, where do we find that amasla helps to take off shavinash lisur when it's negay someone else? But he's saying to get someone else, you are more serious.
And by the Gemara, so this also negates someone else.
Right. That you have to understand. So that's what I was wondering. A Maisa, the Gemara, so this also the Gemara talks about you giving a Masa, which is Eish, Shashani, and this negates the whole world, has the whole world on her.
No.
The Teretz says that's not cool, negate anyone else, because no one, because it's only negate her, she's not going to get married. The Maisa, everyone else is not negate, you're not in the parish, we're not talking about you.
You're not talking about some person specifically. Because you're not pointing to a person.
I don't think that's the reason. I think because Lamosho, somebody mazana with her, she would not be chayav misa l'chayav. Because she was shavna shechel yisur, it would not be chayav misa. It's creating a lot for some people, like, don't bother me, don't come, you can't, but it's not negiah now.
Not only that, he's put there, just a tourist.
Right. So on that, a person could go say, it's only negiah me, I can say a lie because I have a reason. People are not so afraid. It's only to give me. It's only to give me. I'll see a lie and I have a reason. Masla. But the hechet teisa that you're using a masla over here to go say it's not your son when it's to give other people.
It's independently
to give
somebody else.
Yeah. So this is Kivik Safek. What's the din? Because Kivik Safek. What's the din? It's to give other people, and then you have a masla. Can you also have a masla on that? So Kivik wants to bring your raya. From the Gemara in Yesh Neichon, in Barbasta, Kuchzayin, on the base. The Gemara says, Hoyoiva Besamechas, the person's going over the border where they're collecting tariffs and taxes. The Omer Beniu, and he's walking with Zebed, and he knows any property he has, including his Zebed, he's going to get taxed and have to pay. So he says, Zebed Beniu is my son. Because if it's the son, he doesn't have to pay taxes. And then after they pierce the border, Chazavam, he tells everyone, Abdihu, he's the only my Zebed, he only said it to get out of taxes. The Gemara says he's Neman, even though that's not Shabbat Nashtich Yisru, that's the only Shabbat of Yakia. The din is, the Torah says, a father has Nemanus to say who is his son and who is not his son. And first he said, is his son, Bukhari, he has Nemanus on that, is his son, but he's Neman to go, he's Neman because of an Amasa to explain that it's not his son. Because he's explaining, I only said it because of the taxes. Now over there, when he says it's his son, it's not only negay him, it's negay other people, it's negay the boy. When he said it's my son, he's saying that the boy's asa b'shef kananis, it's not a ben chayrin. He's patering his wife from Yibim Chalitza, she's making asa b'yibim, he's saying other things which is negay.
Oh,
you can
have other children.
Mashu and Agamor, even that was the only son also. Basically, Kivik wants to say from there that, you see from there that a master works even when he says something negay other people. And then Kivik says it's also Ramah. There's a more Neven Ezra, Simendal, and Sukhav Test. The Gemara says, Av Shema B'noi Shu Mamza. The father says on his son that he's a Mamza, which is also Nemonas Midin Yakia. And he could even say, if someone's Mukhsuf to be B'noi, and he could say, it's not my son, and it's a Mamza. That boy is a Mamza, his wife is Mazana, he's Nemon. The Choz Achav, and it's an Amasa Devar, he changes his mind, he gives an Amasa, he gives an excuse why he said it, Nemon, he's Nemon. That's the Ramah. Shem B'Maram Rosenberg. Not Rosenberg, Rosenberg. Yes, Rama. So, Gather, I was wondering, what's the Amasla over there? The Rama doesn't say. The Rama says, someone says his son is a Mamza, and then he gives an Amasla, he could be Chayza and say he's not a Mamza. What was the Amasla? Why did he say it at first? I'm looking at the Nisa Kalim, and some other Chayim, and I haven't seen him shot.
He didn't want him to do some chillah.
That's why? Oh, I was thinking maybe I was cast, maybe it's not me either. I talked the way I don't understand. But the Mice, he wanted to stop breaking shit.
He wanted to break shit. That's the
way to do it. But now when he's chayza.
He ruins all the others. He's a chamosim, he says.
Yeah, okay. But I'll upon him. But there, it's definitely negated the son also. It's negated someone else. So a person saying a lie negated somebody else because of an amasla. You see from his, that is chakir, that even when you say shavnash chatecha disura, and you change your mind, mitam amasla, it works. So, man, we're back to our heads over here. That you could say that he could, even though at first he said it's right, but and it was Nageya other people, Nageya Chreis his wife, and Nageya Yim Chitzis, still he gave him a masla and explained why and be mutter. But the Kirik is a different problem, based on the hafla. And that Gemara and Ksubis, where the Gemara says, Yishisham Eshishishani, and then she says, I'm Pnuya, that she's believed within a masla, and she explains it only said because it's Kofsalov and the other Mashin Muganim, I want the people to stop bothering me, and now I'm changing my mind because I found the right Shidduch. Fekta Flaw Kasha, why is the Gemara only asking me Tam Shavya Nashach Tichadisur? Fekta Flaw, the Gemara should ask me Tam Eidus and Kevin Shigit Shuvin Nechazamagat. There's a din that when a person says Eidus, it's another halacha, Kevin Shigit Shuvin Nechazamagat. You can't take it back. A person says Eidus and Bezdin, Ruben Slav Shimmer $100, he can't go say, I changed my mind. It's too late. Once you give Eidus, Kevin Shigit Shuvin Nechazamagat. On everything, on Marcus, on Misa, on everything. Fekta Flaw, over here, when the Isha said, Eisha Sishani, that's a Cheridin Eidus. Why? It's a Cheridin of Eidach and Bisurim, because Befat and Sadol Shabi Yodai. And he compares it to a sheikhet that says that I tried a shecht, I made a mistake, and it's nevela. That sheikhet can never take it back, and then later say that it wasn't nevela.
That's
But it says, since he's nema, a sheikh is nema, and it's biyodai to be menavel the behemoth, it's biyodai to kill the behemoth without a good shechita, he has nemanus. It's halacha in Yerdeis, and Aleph, and Simon Kuch of Zion. That a person who's biyodai to make the thing kosher tray, if he's neman on it, this mainly is in kevish shuv in the chizamagid. There's a main effect of the flow. Why is the more only asking from shavin after chesur? Should have asked from kevish shuv in the chizamagid, which was actually in the sugi over there also. So the flow says maybe a different way. After the more held shavin after chesur is a better kasha. But effect of the flow, the real kasha is a masla only helps for shavin after chesur. A masla does not help. So what's the most teres that she gave in a masla? What she said had a teres edus also on it, had a dinner monos of edachan and visurim. So for every to ask herself, maybe not to give misa to other people, but to ask herself and everybody, she was nema, midin edus. And a masla doesn't help for that, so what's the most teres? So the flow wants to say, you saw the Ravitsi is saying, Yimachavan, that it's a chiddush. She wants to say that the whole dinner by edus, we say, kevin shigit shuvin chizumagit, zdachu bebezdin. Person says something in Bezdin, that has a Torah's Eidus of, and that's where you say, Kevish Shigit Shemin Echazim Agit, Safoz Echidish. But if he said the same thing, which would have been Eidus in Bezdin, but he said a Chutz of Bezdin, there's no din Kevish Shigit Shemin Echazim Agit. And Zok Taflod, Muzman Zogin, at this Gemara of Chafez, of the Isha Shamra, Isha Sishani, to get rid of everyone, it was all Maisa Chutz of Bezdin. Of Al Kaponim, in fact, the Kiri Gatayin is, according to this Yisoid, we have a problem in our case. Because in our case, the father stepped into Bezdin. And in Bezdin, he said, it's not for me. It's not for me, it's about this, I'm someone else. So in Bezdin, he called her basically a Menekas Chaveyre. So in Bezdin, he said something which is the Torah's aid to love, and she became a Shavena Chazamagan, and should be a Masl on that. That's the biggest problem. So, but there's a din kevish shuvin shuvin chizamagid also, but at least in Bezdin, that's the first chiddush. Only when the Eidus is in Bezdin, Moshe, you're right. The Echud would say outside of Bezdin, this is nevela. He could be chayza according to Haflos chiddush. Haflos boys says that chiddush on the Gemara of Eishes Shani that she could be chayza with a masla. But once it was said in Bezdin, it has a whole different din kevish shuvin chizamagid. That a masla doesn't help. So here also was done in Bezdin. I got. I was trying to understand, but the flaw ends on for the posture that the Isha that says Eishes Sishani is a teres edus on it because it's biyoda as a v'yasheichet. Why is it biyoda? She needs a man to be mekadosha. That's not really biyoda. A sheichet that says this was nevela. We know it was biyoda. He could have just done a pasul. He had a knife. He could have done a pasul shechita. He's not meant to say shechita was pasul. It's biyoda. But the Isha, she wants to say Eishes Sishani. Why is the teres edus on that? Because it's biyoda. Why is that biyoda? She needs someone else. The teretz is, maybe you can explain it better, but the teretz is, obviously the floor held that this has been a geya, this is called biyada. I mean, if someone would want to be mekadisha, it's biyada to accept it. And that's enough of biyada to go say,
ish, ish, ish.
Why is it a davash rebbe? I don't know. You mean so should not be...
Do you need both?
Yeah, but davash rebbe is for chalois kedushin. You definitely have to have two eidim b'shas.
That's
Edikim. Edikim is Edikim.
Even Edikim.
Is that true? No. Chayyim is for the kiyum, is for the chalisa though.
Why you don't?
No, for Misa, to go get Misa, but but for if one Eid Echad would say on someone, they wore Eidim, there was a good chasna, maybe it would be Eid Echad and Misurim for Issa. Yeah, we're going to go with Chazok, yes, yeah.
The Gemara asks on
what if it's a reason for
Safik. The Gemara asks over there, Eidim Shemeh, Box Mishnaim, and over there it's not Kiyum.
Well, according to the Rav it is.
Okay. Why? Because you don't know that the
Get
was a
Shliach. No, because Sheris Mitzuyah, it's Eidim Shemeh Kaim, maybe we want to be Mekayim in it. Well, that's how Kiyum, that's a different kind of Kiyum, you're right. No, that's a different kind of Kiyum. Yeah, I don't know, I'm sure, but but the Meister, the floor calls that that's the Dovah Shabiyoda. I mean, it's a Din Eidus, and if it was, and we see from there, if it was done in Bezdin, that would be Kevin Shigur Shabiyon Chazmag. Maybe that's the Kivega's problem over here. So Kivega wants to say a Chiddush, a nice word. He wants to say that even a Din Eidus, to Shaf a Din Kevin Shigur Shabiyon Chazmag, it has to be Negei as someone else. If a person comes, even in Bezdin, if a person comes to Bezdin, he says something that he's Neman on, but it's only Negei himself, that's no Din Eidus. Eidus, by definition, is testimony on someone else. No such thing as Eidus on yourself. On yourself, it's a face of Dos Baldin, it's other things. But then, Teres Eidus has to be Eidus on being against someone else. As a male, when he said, this is not my son, who was this Eidus on? The Chayyah, as the Kirik says, we Eidus on himself. The only other person who could be Eidus on was what we said before on his wife, to Tepatah from Yibim Chalitza. That we don't know. But that's the Kivega, which we went through a different time. This happens to be in this tshuva. That's why I want to finish it now. It happens to be in this tshuva. The Kivega's Horichas, Kivega declares, and he learns it's 2 days in Tosis and Yivam Mustaf Zayin. I think you're going to get this soon. That where the Yakiya is only in Dvamsha and Nemar and Bapasha. It only goes on things that says in the Pasha of Yakiya, is going on everything. There's one side in Tosis that holds that yet in the Torah where it says Yakir, it says it on two things. It says Benegi Yerusha, a person's name wants to say in his son that he's, if he's the Bechor or not the Bechor, he gets Bishnaim, or if he's a Yerush at all. And the second thing the Torah says, his name wants to say he's Ben Hasnuah. Snuah means Snu Ben Nesuah. His name wants to say that the son is a Kosher apostle, whether the son is a Mamzo or not. Only in Dvarim HaNemar B'Pasha. But the other Pshat Tosis is a person is Neman to say anything b'negei his son, even if it's the other people, Moshe Yibim v'Chalitza. So if you learn like that side of Tosis, that he's neman on all minyanim, whether this is son or not, and he's neman to say whether his wife is part of Yibim v'Chalitza, then there will be teres eitz on this, because what he's saying is not his son, is negei his wife. That's negei his wife. So that would be teres eitz, and be kevin shigish shavin nechazamagit. But if you would say the other way, that Eidus on the son has only been negeya the son himself, whether he's kosher apostle or negeya Yerusha, over here he's not saying whether the son is kosher apostle. He's just saying that it's not his son. That's not called Eidus on someone else. And it's not even Eidus to take away Yerusha from the son, because if the guy would have kept quiet, he also wouldn't get Yerusha. This boy cannot come get Yerusha just based on his mother say so. Only one mother said that he's a son of this guy. One lady said that wouldn't be enough Eidus to give him Yerusha either. So what he's saying, it's not my son, it's not Nagia anyone else. If you hold that there's no Teres Yakia, there's no Nemos Yakia ben Nagia, his wife, Tepat of Yerusha Chalitza. As a male, there's no Teres Yedis, and it's not a problem. Kevin Shigashiv and Yerushamagid. And the male, we're back to the head of Amasla. So Amasla would help. It would just be Shavri Nashtichad Yisur, and the Shavri Nashtichad Yisur, the Kivega holds, this is a good Amasla.
As a guest, the Neman of Tziyaki to say on a friendly person, Bini. That's my son. So what right. If two people say this to Bini? So then that's Tre Tre?
I don't know. What's
that? Tre Tre?
Maybe. Okay.
How does he know?
Well, the only person he knows, the only person he can say it on is on someone who's muchzak to be his wife's child.
It has to be
right. You can't go on.
He can't say on somebody that was beside.
Right, your name went on a son who's muchzak to be from his wife.
Right,
there's some sort of muchzak to be good. That's his son. That's right. Then he's naming on that son.
Right.
To go say he is or he's not. Right. That's the thing. I guess because he was muchzak to be his son, and now he's telling he's not my son. He's my other.
He was a zepet. Everybody knew him as a zepet.
But, everyone. Yeah.
Everyone knew him as an Zeb. He was really a Zeb. It says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the story was a Zeb.
You know, maybe you didn't see a kasha, because I was going to ask this before. Why is a Masl help over there? The flow being Zerayis. I didn't say over all the flow Zerayis, but the flow is the one that said Zerayis, that a Masl only helps by Shagunai, but doesn't help for Edis.
For
any Edis, any Namanis. So over there, if it was Namanis of Yakia, so how did a Masl help? It says there wasn't a Yaki over there.
But you said there was.
I make a mistake. No,
you were saying Mishem Achrayim.
No. I'm just saying about the Gemara. The Gemara just said, what's the Gemara saying? First he's Neman, then he's Neman to be Chayz with a Masla. And Chayz is just Shavi, like Shavi Nafshi Chichad Yisur, that he's saying it's...
What's the Shavi Nafshi need?
What do you need a Masla at all?
Black Kolosai.
What do you need a Masla at all? And I got to understand the part. What's the name of the Abdi? According to Kivik is saying that if you hold that Yakya it doesn't help for other things, only Dvam and Dvam Pasha. So that's why when he's saying that this is not Bani, there's no other ramifications, it's not Negea anyone else, meaning it's not Edis, meaning you don't know Kim Shikli Shevin Achizumagin. Why isn't Negea himself also? Let it be Edis on himself. Edis on himself that he's saying that it's Minekas Chareire. Why isn't it a teres edus and it should be kevin shtigis shavein lechizumagin? On this itself, they sing this minekas chaveri. The teres is, we'll go with that. That's what we said before. Edus is to be on someone else. Edus is to be on someone else. We said this edus on himself is not called edus. There's a little bit more, but we'll keep that again in a second. Yeah, sure.